This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 342 for Thursday, April 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, taking back most of yesterday's losses as gains in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola up $13 to over $17. The May contract up $16.40 at $1,157 per ton. New crop November up $14 at $1,008. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar today also underpinned values as the declining currency should help crush margins improve. Tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand, along with uncertainty over new crop production, remained supportive as well. However, Idea's canola was looking overpriced at current levels did temper the advances, with speculative profit taking at the highs, keeping prices off those highs for the day. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher, while wheat was mostly lower. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand estimates was a feature. Good export demand contributed to the gains in beans, with the May contract up 26 cents at $16.45 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 800,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 298,000 tons for delivery in the new crop year. Declining production estimates out of South America were also supportive. Brazil's CONAB lowered their estimate for the country's soybean crop to 122.4 million tons, down by 3 million from an earlier guess. They also lowered their export forecast by 3 million, now at 77 million tons. Tomorrow's USDA reports will include updates to South American crop projections. Adjustments to U.S. exports and ending stocks forecasts will also be followed closely. Corn posted small gains, lagging beans to the upside as losses in wheat pulled on the other side. May corn up a penny at 7.57 and three quarters per bushel. A cool and wet start to the planting season in the eastern U.S. accounted for some support, although the moisture will be good for the corn crop in the long run. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at just under a million tons of old and new crop business combined. That's at the lower end of expectations. Wheat, meanwhile, is mostly lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the May contract at $11 per bushel. Kansas City down 14 cents in May at $10.70 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 18 cents in the May contract at $10.20 per bushel. Weekly old crop U.S. wheat export sales of 156,000 tons were up from the previous week, but still below expectations. New crop business, though, was solid at 223,000 tons. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains a feature being followed by wheat traders. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.